Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling Takeover Portland Recap. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Josh Reese.
No, Johnny!
Johnny!
Johnny, no!
Johnny, why?
Johnny!
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny, no!
He's better as a heel, you know.
How dare you?
Punisher? Remember when he came out with the Punisher gear?
Oh, he was Carnage tonight!
That's true.
Foreshadowing.
Holy shit!
How did we not know?
Oh my god. He was probably even thinking that as well.
Shit.
Wow. He's like, I'm going to be Carnage. They're going to think, oh, it's just something cool. But really, it is. It's foreshadowing.
Wrecked fucking Carnage.
Holy.
He couldn't come out as Sonic because it's a good guy.
This whole show ended in Carnage.
But to touch on the topic at hand.
Your heart?
Do you, pulling on those strings. Do you really think we need to start this feud over again?
Yes.
It
was one of the greatest feuds of all time.
It ended like a year ago. A year and a half ago.
Wow.
We're going to kickstart it again?
Yeah. That were some of the greatest matches of all time.
It ended 10 months ago. It ended in April when Johnny won and then they hugged.
Yeah.
That's really when the hatchet was buried, which pull the hatchet back out.
It's right back out.
Someone dug it up.
Well, we just get to see how it runs with Johnny as a bad guy and Champ as a face, because it was reversed the first time.
Well,
no, I mean, you're right. It doesn't need to happen again, but, you know, we'll see where they go with this. I guess they wanted, Cole to be the longest reigning NXT champion.
Yeah.
But who does Cole fight now? Like, is he going to fight Balor and that's a heel-heel match for the title?
Mm-hmm. See, imagine, well.
You could do it because it's NXT and neither of those guys, they might be heels, but the crowd still loves them to death.
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't really matter in that sense. But I guess we'll finally get that Ciampa Gargano 4 that we never got.
5 and 6.
Probably
and
5 and 7. 6.
I
don't
know. Well, yeah, I wanted to see this reignite on WWE television now. Again, because of the new rules and the fact that they're trying to make three brands, we might never see it.
Ciampa says he's never going to Raw or SmackDown.
Well, until, you know, they cancel NXT Live.
He's like, cancel?
Yeah, I'll be on, I mean, I don't know. You never know. You know what? Three WWE shows is one too many. Or AEW beat us. We're going to cancel this show. Doesn't even get a million viewers.
If anything, they just put it back on the network.
Or he goes to NXT UK.
Yeah, but they don't want to live on the network.
NXT UK?
No, fuck, no. I'm definitely not going to Raw.
Hold on a minute. There's no way if you're an NXT star, before it went live, before it went on, had its own show, you'd want to be stuck on the network. You'd want to be put on Raw or SmackDown. You'd want to be able to fight at WrestleMania in the Royal Rumble.
He was on Raw and SmackDown.
Now, for a minute.
Raw.
I think he got his fill.
But now that it's its own show and brand, yeah, you can stick around and still, you know, get some notoriety.
Well, Ciampa's reasoning is that he can't do the schedule because of his neck. And you know, he's like, I only have a limited amount of time left. I'm not going to do a Raw or SmackDown schedule where
he says that, yet he's taking bumps against his back, against steel boxes.
Yeah, but where does he wrestle? Twice a month?
Right.
Yeah.
When's the last time he wrestled a match?
And they're meaningful. It's been a bumps. While. You know, he'd be wrestling as a job, you know.
Yeah, but they have house shows just like WWE does.
Yeah, but he doesn't wrestle on those.
He doesn't at all?
No.
Probably not.
He hasn't been.
If he's allowed to do that there, he can't do that on the main card. On the main show.
He's got the Brock Lesnar schedule for NXT.
Again, if they're really going to build NXT, I don't want him to leave. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want them to all stay, for sure.
Doesn't look like they're leaving.
They just
leaving.
Have to be a part of WrestleMania,
doesn't look like any of them are leaving.
I think they're going to do that this year. I think you're going to have equal time between all three shows.
Not equal time. There's a takeover the night before WrestleMania.
That's true.
But
that's
there will be one match we know, obviously.
Right.
So, pre-show starts with Charlie Caruso, Sam Roberts, and Mansoor. Because you got to get him ready, because Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Saudi Arabia.
Hey, this guy's still alive. Remember him? It's pretty ridiculous.
Does he
Fans
live in Saudi
remember
Arabia?
Him.
No. He lives there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He lives in Portland.
You just stay here, Mansoor, when we need you once a year, twice a year.
He moved from Saudi to Portland.
And then back to Saudi.
And then back to Saudi.
Sam Roberts, you know, no one likes Sam Roberts.
No.
They boo him anyway, so now he's trying to be a heel. On the pre-show of TakeOver, which
on
is a half-hour long.
TakeOver pre-show that no one watches.
He's like, we're in Portland, not because it's a great city or anything, and these crowd, they're a bunch of idiots, and then everyone boos them. It's like, no, no, Sam, we already hate you.
Right.
You don't have to be a heel.
Right.
Just be yourself.
Right.
And we'll hate that person.
Right.
Because we already do.
It's, you don't go heel when they already hate you.
And you can't be a bad guy when you talk like this. I'm Sam Roberts. I'm a bad guy. These guys suck. It's like, no, you're a nerd.
Yeah.
You're a nerd. You can't be a heel. You're just a fucking nerd.
That is a spot on.
I don't understand how we exist on this planet. We're on the same planet where Sam Roberts gets paid to be on WWE programming.
Yeah.
How are we on the same planet?
And Pat McAfee's busy. Pat McAfee's too busy doing XFL stuff, so we don't even get Pat McAfee, like, you know, burying him.
Balance
like
it
we
out.
Used to on the pre-shows of takeovers.
Right.
So then I missed this part because I was making everyone dinner, but Broserweights had a part four apparently on the pre-show.
Broserweights did have a part four. They got out away from the airplane and they were looking for a
just
ride.
Now. The plane took off Wednesday and they landed Sunday.
Right, right.
One
right.
flight from Orlando to
and
Portland.
And they were looking for a ride.
Yeah. They were looking for a ride.
The Broserweight mobile made it safely.
The Broserweight mobile was right there.
Yeah.
And then we're like, how did it get there? It's like, bro, I've got my ways, man.
Yeah, then you should have went with the mobile.
Right.
Because
it got there before you.
Right.
So, yeah,
whatever.
Then, you know, TakeOver Portland starts with a performance by Poppy. She's hot. Back. I like her.
Very cute.
I think they fit with NXT. It's very different than, like, with P. Diddy coming out for WrestleMania or, you know, like, that, you know, he doesn't really fit, I feel. Or, like, even Kid Rock is lame and
right.
Machine Gun Kelly. Those are all stupid.
Well, it's just the
but
song.
But to open the show, it's cool.
Just the song that she did this time was not, I don't feel like it matched. The Io Shirai song, that was much better. I don't know, it wasn't as hot as I thought it would
be.
But
you do it, but it works because you do it in the beginning of the show, whereas
right.
like
and it's live, it's nice.
Raw and WrestleMania, they do it in the middle of the show. And now a musical performance. What?
Yeah.
No, you do it at the beginning. That's where
Triple
where it
H
works.
Took a picture with her.
I'm sure he did. He takes a picture with everyone.
Well, I was just going to show you.
He's a picture whore like Eric.
Like Eric.
Hey, Eric.
And where's she from?
She looks like a Martian.
I don't know where she's from.
She's a little strange.
She does. She's a little. She's dressed a lot weirder than before. Last time she had long.
No.
Last time she had long hair and.
Do it now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Take the picture now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we got Keith Lee versus Dominik Dijakovic for the North American Championship.
Holy shit!
This is like what, the fifth time they've had a one-on-one match?
Yeah, something like that.
Dijakovic gave Lee a Death Valley driver off the second rope, but Lee kicked out. Later, Lee was sitting on a chair by the announce table.
This was insane.
Dijakovic did a springboard front flip onto Lee, who was sitting on the chair. Yeah.
Let's dissect this for a moment.
Holy
one,
shit.
One, never seen this before. Two, it made it twice as hard because he did a springboard. Because he jumped from the rope, from the mat to the ropes, and then front flipped. And this guy's like 6'5".
Yeah.
6'7".
Oh, he's...
Well,
yeah.
listed as... He's oh, taller yeah, yeah. than me.
Sure.
He's a big dude
mm-hmm.
to be doing this. And then he lands perfectly on Lee, who took the brunt of this blow.
And it was by the announce table.
And he was on a chair.
It was far away.
Right. I've never seen a guy on a chair take a move like this. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible.
It's pretty great. Later, Lee hit the spirit bomb, but Dijakovic no-sold it. Got right back up and hit a move or something. Lee then hit another spirit bomb, but Dijakovic kicked out at 2.99%.
Right.
Later, Dijakovic hit the Spanish fly off the top rope, but Lee kicked out. But in the end, Dominik Dijakovic tries to pick up Lee for Feast Your Eyes, but he can't do it. He's too tired and his back hurts. So then Lee hits the Big Bang Catastrophe for the win. And that's what it's called.
Probably could have a better name.
It's like a jackhammer power slam.
Yeah.
But the name is Big Bang Catastrophe.
Big Bang Catastrophe.
I can't call it the BBC either.
Yeah. I thought this would have been a great spot for Dijakovic to, you know, turn heel again because now he's got nothing to do.
Right.
But instead, they have a hug. Big hug. And then Lee helps Dijakovic, like, onto the second rope so that Dijakovic can pose.
They're
put
best
his hands
friends.
Up. For losing the match.
He lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I've never seen that before.
But he gave a ton of effort, and that's what Keith Lee respected.
Is that, yeah?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before, where a loser gets on the ropes to celebrate. Yeah. And he's helped there
yeah.
by
the winner.
The winner. The guy who
it's
just
like
beats
a,
your
it's
ass.
Like a play. Like the bad guy, everyone takes a bow. It's like
yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, I might have been the bad guy 2 minutes ago, but now I'm taking a bow. It's like, no, you gotta keep kayfabe alive here. Like, yep. I know he's a babyface and everything, but you don't pose on the ropes when you fucking lose. You just don't.
Right. After you get your ass kicked, you know, for 20 minutes, yeah. then someone's going to help you.
Right. Mm. But it was still a great match, you know, with those great spots we talked about. So what are we starting off with? I mean, Sam Roberts, it was an F pre-show. Sam Roberts
you
made
go there?
No,
I wouldn't count the pre-show.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's A first.
Yeah, this match is incredible.
Okay.
The spots are incredible.
All right.
We're not going to get far from this this letter, I'm telling you right now.
Next up, we have Tegan Nox versus Dakota Kai in a street fight. Nox comes out for her entrance, but Kai runs from behind and attacks her. Dakota DDTs Nox on a barricade before the match officially starts. Dakota throws chairs and garbage cans in the ring, and then she pulls out a wooden machete, which I didn't know existed.
Andrew looked it up.
But I Googled wooden machete, and it turns out it's a thing.
Yeah.
And she tried to fucking, I guess, cut Nox's head off with it.
Sure.
But Nox ducked, and she hit the ring post, and the machete exploded.
Saudi Arabian style.
Yeah, Saudi Arabian style. Nox put a trash can over Dakota Kai, who was sitting against the steel stairs, and she drop-kicked her. Nox later set up a table, and Ranallo said, you know, revenge is a dish best served going through a table. Hold on.
Hold for sound effect.
Yeah. Kai hit Nox right in the face with a trash can lid.
This was, we had to rewind it. This was too real.
We were like, oh, she had to put her hand up, right? Nope.
No.
She like, ate it.
She ate the whole thing.
For dinner.
Crazy.
A garbage can lid. And it even like, something came off of it as she hit her. Like
her teeth.
Something.
Her teeth, eyelashes.
Half of the garbage can.
Nose eyelashes. Cartilage. Oh, everything.
It was...
it was awesome.
I mean,
and that was not amazing. The first thing she took to the face in
it
that
was
match.
Brutal and it was awesome.
This is one
awesome.
Of those matches. This is the go get a bath. This is the bathroom break match. This is a match where we would have normally been making fun of it, but this match was good.
Right.
Two people I normally don't care for.
These two were
this
great.
This was good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this. There were spots. There was a storyline around it.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew who was going to win.
Beat the
shit. Andrew and I knew who was
going to
win.
Yeah, Josh.
But the way
they
got there, I thought was great. Because even Tegan Nox could have won. You're probably going to get to this. But she chose to just get more revenge, which cost her, which it always cost the winner. I mean, the face.
Yeah, Nox suplexed Kai on a trash can. Later, Dakota duct taped Nox's wrist to the ring post and kicked her in the head a couple times. Then Dakota grabbed the laptop from, I guess, like the bell-keeping area. But Nox got it and hit Dakota's knee with it. Then Nox got a heavy chain and attacked Dakota's knee. Then she put Dakota's knee through a chair and stomped on it. Then Nox hits the shiniest wizard and refused to go for the pin because I'm not finished with you. Braun style.
Yeah.
Or... pin her.
Yeah. And then...
win.
And then beat her up some
win
more.
Win your first ever takeover match... kind of. And then beat her up some more.
Look, I'm with her. She's caught up in the moment. She's like, I just want to destroy this bitch.
But she didn't.
She wasn't even thinking about
but
it.
But she didn't.
Yeah, she fucked up.
Could be guaranteed. Up.
I've said this before, but like my idea for Jeff Hardy that never happened. Because back in the day, Jeff's first run, he would lose so many singles matches, especially like ladder matches, because he would get to the top of the ladder. And all you have to do, Jeff, is grab the title.
It's literally, it would like hit him in the face. It'd be like, he could like bite the title down.
Yeah.
And
but instead he swantons off the top, you know,
and murders himself.
Misses.
Basically hit, commits suicide.
Then loses just once. I wanted to see him grab the title and then swanton on
put
the
put it
guy.
On, then swanton yeah. with the title
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it would have been awesome.
Yeah.
So Nox brings in a table, lays Dakota on the table. Puts Dakota's head through the chair. She is straight up out for murder.
Murder.
Not blood. Murder. Yeah. And she goes to the top rope. But then Raquel Gonzalez, who are you? Yeah. Sorry. Formerly known as Reina Gonzalez.
Yeah. Who are you?
Formerly known as Victoria Gonzalez.
I don't know who that is either.
I think that's her real name, actually.
She shows up. This is one of Josh's favorites. Even though he wasn't even sure if it was her or not.
She looked a little bit different.
Had to look it up.
Is this the one who's getting Braun?
Yes.
She's getting these hands.
She's getting these hands. Maybe that's why the story got removed. Because they were like, hey, you're about to be like this huge heel in NXT. You can't be hanging out with stupid Braun.
Be schlubbing the knob.
You can't be hanging out with Hillbilly Braun right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Raquel Gonzalez is her name, which apparently they changed her name 2 days ago.
Yeah.
They just changed it. I guess Reyna wasn't, you know, scary enough. Because first Raquel? She was Victoria Gonzalez. She was a jobber. Then she was Reyna Gonzalez. She had that cowgirl thing where she dressed like a cowgirl and everything. But I guess that's all gone. She's Reyna Gonzalez. She picks up Knox from the top rope. And the plan, I'm assuming, was to put Knox through the table. But they missed the table. And it didn't break. But like it looked like Knox maybe hit the back of her head on the table.
It looked painful.
Which is way worse in real life. And then Kai pins Knox for the win. And then Gonzalez helps up Kai and raise her arm. So we don't even know what you know, this friendship is about.
It's a new faction.
Well, no, it's two people.
It's going to be a faction.
It's no.
I didn't mind the ending because I knew you had to have... Knox had to lose.
Did she?
Dakota Kai the win. So I didn't mind this ending. I thought this match was an A-. I mean, I was...
The botched ending...
Well, I mean, it still looked awesome. She just missed. Right.
But it would have looked way cooler if she went through that table.
Sure.
It would have looked way cooler.
So B plus?
Sure.
So where are we at? We're at an A minus.
All right.
All right.
Next up, we got Finn Balor versus Johnny Gargano. That A minus is not going anywhere, or it might be going up.
Right.
Gargano came out with Carnage gear, which he hinted earlier in the day on Twitter.
Foreshadowing.
It was amazing.
For sure.
He looked great.
Yeah.
Top three Gargano outfit ever. I still think Punisher's number one because it was the Johnny logo with the Punisher logo combined that looked amazing.
Great.
Then he did Iron Man when he won the title.
Iron Man was great.
Iron Man was awesome.
And this might be three. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I love Captain Carnage. Marvel. No, this one. This one.
Yeah. He's done a lot of great ones, though. Yeah. So, yeah, the counters in this match were very, very nice. Balor tried for the 1916 outside the ring, but Johnny pushed him against the steel steps. Back and forth kicks. Balor Pele kicked Gargano. Yeah. But then Balor fell on his back because he was tired, and then Johnny just like fell on top of him, like passed out.
Well, it was
out.
Like kick, 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 Balor kick thing.
The Pele kick.
Yeah. Pele. And then, yeah, like he fell on top of him. That was a cool little maneuver.
We were all thinking that might have been the ending. I was like, one, two, three.
That was too quick of a match.
No chance that was going to be the ending.
Yeah.
Johnny hit his Thunderstruck DDT, but Balor kicked out. He locked in the Gargano escape, but Balor got out of it. Gargano did Balor's drop kick outside the ring, which is cool. And then Johnny was about to give Balor the 1916, but just like Tegan Knox, he fucked up. He looked at the Spanish announce table and was like, I got to do more. He takes off the top, but Balor suplexed him onto it. Balor then ran from the English table to the Spanish table to dropkick Johnny off. And then coup de grace, followed by the 1916 for the win. Like, that's a dominant victory right there.
Yeah.
When he hits the setup, well, really his old finisher. Now it's his setup and then the finisher back to back. Like, that doesn't happen anymore.
No. Not in a match versus two giants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They don't do that anymore. Like, Shawn Michaels, when he won the title the first time from Bret, he hit the elbow drop, then the super, you know, then Sweet Chin Music. And then even when that, the rest of that year when he had the title, he would hit the elbow drop, then Sweet Chin Music. Like, it wasn't out of nowhere. Like, it was a setup and everything. Then when Shawn
came... He would hit three moves. He would do the off the ropes punch.
Yeah, kick up, kip up.
Kip up, then do the elbow, and then set it up, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, three moves. But like then when Shawn came back in 2002, they changed it to where he never hit the Sweet Chin Music. You know what I mean? It was always out of nowhere. Like he would never tune up the band and hit it.
Right.
Never.
Never.
And they don't do that anymore.
Right.
But fucking Balor did it to Johnny here.
It's bringing it back.
Yeah. Which I think he also did that to Riddle too. So Balor's very dominant here.
Getting a huge push.
Yeah. Next up, we have Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair.
A for sure.
That was an A.
Yeah.
So I guess we're still at an A minus, I guess, or in between.
Like an A minus plus.
What's that?
I don't know. Like, we're leaning A.
I think 8.5.
We're leaning A.
Back to an A?
Back to an A, sure. Fine.
We got Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair for the NXT Women's Championship. This match was pretty underwhelming, honestly.
Well, this was a bathroom match.
Belair back body dropped Ripley out of the ring, and then Belair flipped out of the ring onto her. But Riptide for the win. After the match, Charlotte attacked Rhea from behind and tells her, I'll see you at WrestleMania. Then Charlotte hits Natural Selection, holds up the title, and then she leaves the ring, and then she throws Belair on the steel steps.
I mean, I think this was the worst match of the night, but still, like most takeovers, a better match than you would normally see on WWE television. Charlotte Flair, quick, Josh, does she become champion? It's an interesting predicament because if she wins, then she has to be on NXT for a while.
Right.
And she can't just lose to anybody. She's the biggest name in women's in the women's division.
Right.
So she can't just lose to anybody.
I think this is more of a way to continue pushing Rhea Ripley by giving her a win over Charlotte.
Giving her a WrestleMania win over Charlotte.
Yeah.
Who never loses WrestleManias hardly. Wow.
I think Ripley retains. I think her beating Charlotte at Mania is the way to tell people, like, she's the next big woman's wrestler, you know?
That'd be ballsy.
Remember when you found out she was 23? You're like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah.
She's the next young phenom.
Yeah.
And well, hopefully she could have a great match with Charlotte. This was not. I give this a C, this match.
Oh, you think all the way that low?
We're going to drop it all the way down to a
B-. Hold on. Minus? Hold on. It was an average match, right?
Right.
That's like a C.
Okay. Yeah, it was, and like you mentioned, it was underwhelming.
So that brings us down to probably like a B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Maybe B plus. Okay.
All right. Next up, we got Fish and O'Reilly versus the Broserweights for the NXT tag titles. Riddle and Dunn come out in the Brosmobile, and Riddle sings again, how much fish could Bobby Fish fry if Bobby Fry.
You'd have to repeat.
Bobby Fish could fry fish.
With it on the Titantron.
He does it. Yeah. You could sing along. He does it a few more times, and then he says, one more time. And everyone went, no. Yeah, or at least we did. Right. That's a letter grade down right there.
Okay, done.
Or at least that takes away the plus.
You got it.
We're at a B.
Okay.
So Fish and O'Reilly, apparently that really upset Fish and O'Reilly. They run up the ramp to attack them before the match.
Yeah.
But it was a good match. Lots of cool shit they did to each other. A lot of cool counters. O'Reilly's the real MVP, though.
Right.
O'Reilly
he's so good.
Needs to be a singles wrestler at some point. Because he's just awesome. His ring psychology is great.
And his,
like attacking the
way he sells things. Yeah. And
you
want to
wake up the what do they call it? The cruiserweight.
Yeah,
put him in the cruiserweight light heavyweight division.
Sure.
Yeah, he just walks up, like who's gonna challenge me? And then shock the system. And O'Reilly comes out. Amazing. You've now cemented that as a legitimate title.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it used to be like the light, what they called it, the light heavyweight back in the
that
day.
That was never legit. Who give the fuck about what the hell was his name? Kushida, Tashaki.
Yeah, but you had some big names hold that title back in the day. Like back in the day.
No.
Sure.
No way. Are you crazy? It was always that one
Guerrero
Japanese.
Held it. Like
that was, first of all, that was cruiserweight in WCW you're talking about. Light heavyweight was WWF. And that was all that one Japanese guy. For like forever, he held that shit. Guerrero, yeah, the cruiserweight was Guerrero in WCW.
Yeah.
You don't even have to look that up.
Yeah.
That is confirmed. I just confirmed it.
You just confirmed it.
But yeah, O'Reilly's awesome. In the end, Dunn and Riddle won their tag team finisher. At least, you know, Dunn gets to put a title in his mouth again. I like that pose that he does, you know?
Yeah, he's got a good pose.
But I mean, their tag team can't survive that long, right?
Right? No, I don't think it will.
Why not? There's no other tag teams. They're just going to fight the Undisputed Era again? Who else would they fight? They need to develop some new tag teams. That's for damn sure. Need some new tag teams.
Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss.
Yeah, okay, good
luck. Shit, they're finally going to get the belts.
Riddick Moss is the 24/7 champion.
He's going to drop it and come down to the
NXT.
He's
got way more things going on right now than Tino Sabatelli. Sabinelli. So we're at a B. This match was good, you know?
Yeah, this was good.
Yeah, we got to kick it back up to an A.
B plus, B.
Well, you only took the plus away because of the...
we're
at an A.
It counts. It's a running come score. On now.
We're at an A.
Come on. A. I don't know. Are you sure about that?
No.
All right. As Joe keeps trying to disprove me.
Well, no, I'm not disproving you. I know that there are better people that had it because I guess it was in the 80s. WWE had it. And then
the 80s,
then they brought it back.
Come on. No, that was nothing in the 80s.
The Michinoku was the first,
Michinoku.
The Michinoku driver,
yeah,
like him.
Yes,
he's the one
I know, but no one cared.
Goldberg. Oh, sorry, Gilbert, Dean Malenko, Sky Tuhati, Crash Holly, Jerry Lynn, Jeff Hardy. X-Pac. Yeah, these names are horrible. X-Pac again.
Did Gilbert really have it?
Tajiri. These are some big names.
Tajiri.
Crash Holly.
Wow.
Did I mention Dean Malenko?
Is this the hardcore championship you're looking at?
This is the light heavyweight.
No one, but still, no one cared about it.
It was only 4 years, and then they deactivated it, whatever that means.
Exactly.
Last one, who held it, ever held it?
Hornswoggle. No, I'm just kidding. What year was it deactivated?
2001.
I don't know. Mishinoku again?
X-Pac. Yushin Liger.
Mishilaga?
Yeah.
Esa Rios.
All right. Finally, we got, I guess we're at an A, right? We got Adam Cole versus Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT Championship.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, this match was okay.
This match was okay.
I mean,
all right, let's read off what happened. I have more notes here than all the other matches combined. So, Ciampa, for the intros, you know, Ciampa came out first, then Adam Cole, and Ciampa stood right behind Cole when he did the Adam Cole Bebe, which
so
was
good.
Great.
Yeah.
Ciampa kneed Cole in the face outside the ring, and then this one fan was really excited, so Ciampa kissed his forehead.
Plant.
I'm sure that fan's never going to wash his head again. How do you know it was a plant? You
it was a plant. That. He's wearing a long sleeve dress shirt with an NXT shirt.
So why would a plant have to wear a long sleeve shirt? Yeah. You're a plant, long sleeve shirt. That makes
you have
no
to,
sense.
You
Josh.
Have to wear long sleeve dress. You have to wear dress pants in the back.
What are you talking about?
People
you,
in the back wear
your
dress
pants. Your reasoning
for
it being a plant is fucking retarded.
I'm just saying.
You could say, oh, because he
you're
kisses.
You're arguing with a doorknob again, Andrew.
Yeah,
I'm
you're right.
Just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying.
It's true.
It wasn't a plant.
None of that makes it.
That guy was a super nerd.
Plant.
He was a plant, but the guy that like threw the water bottle at MJF, that was a real guy, right,
that
Josh?
Was, that was totally real.
Yeah,
totally real. Real. He got arrested afterwards.
Oh yeah, yeah. He went to indie wrestling jail. later, Cole.
The cop just walks him to the back and he goes, "Honestly, we've never gotten to this point. I guess you're free to go."
All right, here's $100.
Here's $100. Here's money for holding you.
Later, this might have been spot of the night, Cole. Kind of German suplex Ciampa on the edge of the English announce table.
Ouch.
Looked very painful.
Ouch, baby. Very
it was
ouch.
Certainly sold very well.
End of career.
And Cole, you know,
it's
was...
the metal spiky part of the table. It took it on his back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the upper back.
Yeah,
close
yeah, yeah,
to the neck. Where did he have surgery again, Josh?
It was the neck area.
The neck area.
Yeah.
Or the neck, yeah.
Good yeah, yeah,
you were
yeah.
close.
No, it's good.
So that was really tough.
Ciampa was hanging off the second rope, and Cole hit the backstabber. Cole went for the Panama Sunrise, but Ciampa countered with a high knee. Ciampa hit the air raid off the second rope, but Cole kicked out. Outside the ring, Ciampa powerbombed Cole on the Spanish announce table, but it did not break. So what does he do? He gave him another powerbomb, and this time it broke.
Yes.
And then later, Cole went for the Panama Sunrise on the apron, but Cole countered with the air raid. Cole jumped off the announce table and hit the Panama Sunrise on the floor. And then Cole rolled Ciampa in the ring, but Ciampa hit Willow's bell. And then the fairy tale ending back to back. Ciampa was emotional as he pinned Cole, but Cole kicked out again.
And we're not even halfway through.
Yeah, the ref was like, all right, 20 minutes. 20 minutes left.
Hey, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are doing great. Just want to say.
Hey, halfway, guys. Halfway.
So then Strong comes out, gets on the apron to distract the ref while Fish and O'Reilly hit Ciampa with the high-low. Cole goes for the pin, but Ciampa kicks out. Cole goes for the last shot, but Ciampa ducks and throws Cole onto Fish and O'Reilly. Strong gets on the apron, but Ciampa hits Willow's bell. And Strong just... fucking lays there, like,
there.
Head first.
Upside down.
His upside down.
Feet were caught on the rope, so he just was stuck.
That was hilarious. So Ciampa then dived outside the ring onto the Undisputed Era, which I don't know if we've ever seen Ciampa do that. Pretty sure not.
Not like that.
Not in a singles career.
Yeah. Later, Cole hits the last shot. Ciampa kicks out. Cole pushes Ciampa into the ref, knocking him out of the ring. O'Reilly gives Cole the NXT title, and Cole misses with it. Later, he low blows Ciampa, goes for Panama Sunrise, but Ciampa kicks Cole right in the nuts for revenge. Ciampa hits the fairy tale ending, goes for the pin, but the ref is dead. So
the ref is dead,
and
that's,
this is
that's
and the
he
fans
hit his finisher.
13.
Yeah, they do. Ciampa, that's he hit his finisher twice there,
right?
And it's like, well, now what does he do? But then Johnny Gargano shows up to give Ciampa some support. I was so excited at this. I was like, yay, 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 Gargano.
You're like,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I was putting on my Gargano shirt.
Yep.
Ciampa grabs the NXT title, but Gargano grabs the NXT title.
And you're like, oh, he wants to win clean. He doesn't want him to win dirty. He wants him to do it on the level.
And then Gargano snatches the title away.
And then gives him a look.
Ciampa looks very confused. And then Johnny hits Ciampa in the head with the title.
Shit!
Cole covers Ciampa. The ref is revived. Or he's a zombie. I don't know. Ref wakes up. 1, 2, 3. Cole retains.
Johnny,
why? Why, Johnny? It's because he did this to you. Is that? Well, I guess that makes sense. Kind of owes you one, doesn't he? He kind of owes you one. But damn, Johnny. Johnny's a heel once again. And to give it to, you know, to help Cole retain is a weird thing.
Yeah.
Right. Like, how much do you hate Ciampa to help Cole retain?
He's been thinking about this ever since. Ever since the flip.
When they were friends, they even had the DIY tag team match last month. Was that all? He was just waiting this whole year? He was waiting for a whole year to get revenge?
Yeah, that's clearly why I don't like this. Psychopathic. It's like too soon. Flip-flop. It's too much. Too soon. I don't like it. Let me see where it goes. It's a night. I love surprises. I love swerves. They gave us one. So let's see where it goes. But as of right now, I don't know if I liked it. I just don't know. Again, like, we're going to restart this feud without titles now.
Well, I don't know about without titles. I bet you the next one's a triple threat. I bet you that's what it is at TakeOver Tampa, which we're going to see that in person, by the way.
Which?
I'm calling it right now.
We are?
Right now.
We are?
I'm calling it right now.
I'm excited.
That's Andrew's Joe's impressive player.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about you, Josh, but we're going. I mean, you could come if you want. It's a long drive to Tampa because you're afraid to fly. It's okay. He's not going to drive to Tampa.
I'm not driving to
Tampa. He drove to Alabama to not get laid. Remember that, okay?
Well, I'd be driving to Tampa to not get laid either.
That's true. Yeah. But I'm calling it right now, Ciampa versus Gargano versus Cole at TakeOver Tampa. That way it's not a one-on-one rematch. Right.
Versus Balor.
No.
Fatal
four-way.
Balor's winning the title by August, so, you know, he's got to stay away until then.
Got it.
Balor, who will Balor fight next? I'm not thinking about that right now.
Velveteen Dream.
But it's a trip. Yeah, there you go. That's a great match.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
And he could even, like, he could come out kind of as a demon Dream to taunt Balor, you know, or put the demon on his pants like he did Strong.
And that's where he snaps into the purple from the demon red light to purple. Yeah. He looks just like this would have been better on the Fiend.
I bet you that's what it is. Because Johnny looked at the title, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's Johnny's thing. I want to end Cole's reign.
You lost.
But still, a triple threat match between them.
Back in the line!
A triple threat match between them where they all hate each other.
Right, and he lost to Finn Balor. That
works.
Too.
I'd give a pinky for this. Yes, it would be amazing.
Be a good match.
That works.
Yeah. Yeah. But this was still a great match.
Oh.
Ending and all, it was still a fucking fantastic match.
Yes.
So what? A overall takeover?
A plus. It's up plus, there. Plus?
It's not an A plus takeover.
It was a pretty amazing takeover, but I'll go A. Yeah, I'll go A.
Because you have to judge it by the best takeover ever, and that's still New Orleans.
Oh, if this was in
Nothing
Tokyo
beats
Dome.
That takeover. Again, to recap that one. Had the North American ladder match.
Which was they put 30 guys in a ring. Like the top 30 mid-carders.
30?
And they put, and they wrestled. They had like 17 ladders. It was amazing.
All right, Joe's remembering this a little too much.
It's growing in my head as this event. No, they had the ladder match for the North American Championship.
It was amazing.
Which Cole won. I mean, that was amazing.
And then you had Roderick Strong joining the Undisputed Era.
Oh, that's right.
And then you had the other best match of all time, Gargano Ciampa 1.
Oh.
Where Gargano won to stay in NXT. Yeah.
Okay, if that's the benchmark, you're right. This fell slightly underneath.
I would say it's an A- if you compare it against that, but yeah.
Can't do that, but after we graded it, it's an A.
Okay.
It's an A.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yep. And, that's it, right? I mean, that's all. That's for the show.
Again, quick recap, but you know, we now can get like answers to questions faster because we're not going to have that NXT where it's like nothing happens. We get a live show.
How about this
on Wednesday?
How about this? Get ready for this.
I'm ready.
Get ready for this.
Let me write it down.
When Ciampa, you know, turned on Gargano.
Yep.
He had no entrance music. He would just come out to you know, the crowd booing him.
I know where you're going with this.
You know. And then he obviously, the first time he said nothing, have Gargano do the same thing. That would be pretty awesome. This coming Wednesday. That'd be pretty sweet.
People are going to boo him out so of the fucking building.
So that would be pretty sweet.
I'm a genius.
Gargano, you can almost argue that the last time he went heel, he was just in hiding to eventually screw Ciampa back. Yeah. That's kind of what it led to.
Yeah.
You can almost argue that.
Sure.
And ends justify the means. Maybe this is a real full heel turn.
I think
or
it
like
is.
You said... No, you're not letting... No, I lost my championship to Cole. You did not.
But either so way, you don't get to do it's it. Still a heel turn because he hit him with the title and everything. And,
sure, right, yeah, he had a face.
It's a full heel turn, I think.
I think it's a partial.
But the if last one was mean, a partial.
He just does partials.
Partial I think there. This one's a full one. It can't not be personal between them two.
And then Ciampa wins at Tampa?
I don't know about that. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Johnny. Yeah, maybe.
By Tampa.
Hopefully.
Let the
or roar. Johnny.
Johnny.
I'd be fine with Johnny, too. But no, probably Ciampa, at least you would think. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great takeover. But you know what else was great? You know what? You know what's really cool? Like, you know, double champions.
Read
double
the scorecards.
Double champions are great. We read the scorecards, Josh. You did horrible. You got 2 matches right out of 6.
Wait,
2.
I thought it was the person with the lowest amount of points that
wins. 2 out of 6.
Win.
This is not golf, dumbass. Now shut your mouth. All right? Now Joe had a respectable, like 54 or something like that, but did not have a 65 like your new NXT prediction champion, me.
I me. Don't see the title. I guess it's gone.
You need to give me that title right now. I have this. What are you doing?
Joe
What are you
is
doing?
Running.
Get back here. You
Joe
son of
is
this.
Running. Andrew is chasing.
No, it's my title.
Oh, Lord. The truculent duo is fighting outside. Oh, Lord Jesus. I don't know what is happening. And here we go.
I got him.
The double champ.
I got him.
The double champ, Andrew Pizzano.
Suck it.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling.